You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Stepping up the conversation and just looking at the cruise industry, the Port of Muscle Bay's cruise season for the current financial calendar officially opened over the past weekend with the arrival of the maiden voyage of the MSC Orchestra cruise liner. Now, the ship is said to have carried 1,000 passengers and 925 crew members. But to discuss the outlook for the cruise industry here in South Africa, I'm joined by Ross Falk, the Managing Director of MSC Cruises South Africa. Ross, thanks so much for your time. Was it smooth sailing this weekend with the arrival of the MSC Orchestra?
Good afternoon, Ms. Peters. Thanks so much for the opportunity. Relatively so. I mean, obviously, with all the COVID protocols, there are some challenges. And with the wind in Cape Town, there were some delays with the port, with the vessel coming into port. But overall, things ran smoothly and it went quite well.
And I understand that the particular ship left Muscle Bay the following day for Port Elizabeth. Was that all in order? How many passengers and crew members were on that particular ride?
So we had 900 passengers and just over 900 crew on board for the voyage that went from Cape Town through Mossel Bay to Port Elizabeth. The weather in Mossel Bay, unfortunately, was a little poor, so we couldn't berth. But it proceeded to berth in Port Elizabeth on the 15th of that January.
Sure, I'm not au fait with ship talk. What do we mean when we say berth?
Berth is dock in the harbour.
All right. And these passengers, can you profile them for us? I mean, who are they? Where are they from? Age?
I think it's difficult. Cruising is such a prevalent or relevant holiday to many people. They come from a wide-ranging demographic, a wide age group. This particular cruise had a jazz sort of theme, so there were people that were sort of aficionados of the jazz community in Cape Town. Many of them came on board to celebrate sort of the first cruise in 2 years. So from all walks of life across a broad spectrum of sort of age groups, wonderful to see because it encompasses what South Africa is about, you know, looking at everything and living in harmony together.
It's incredible, I mean, that you mention this first cruise in 2 years, just speaking to really the disruption that the pandemic has brought for your industry, essentially bringing things to a standstill. But as you and I have this conversation right now, would you say that, I mean, you've sailed past the toughest headwinds in the past 2 years and perhaps that the worst is over?
I think it's been difficult across the board for all tourist sectors, and I think it's important for us to acknowledge that COVID has had a massive impact on all industries. It's something that we didn't anticipate, and we've responded to by creating protocols that have the health and safety of both guests, crew, and the communities that we serve at heart, and it's something that we're tremendously proud of for having been the forerunner in this process to have commenced cruising in August 2016 in the Mediterranean, 16th of August 2020. And we've run since then through very difficult times. And I think that's the resilience of the tourism sector and in particular the cruise industry.
Ross, take us through those protocols that you've now had to put in place from a safety perspective for all on board. I mean, what do they look like and how much have they cost you?
I think they've impacted the industry as they've impacted international travel in general. You know, so 48 hours prior to embarkation, you're required to take a PCR test that has to be negative for you on board. We've introduced, as a result of Omicron, an additional antigenic test at the port, which is on MSC's cost for all guests. On board, there are mask-wearing regulations, social distancing, capacity restrictions in the theatre and the dining hall. There is cleaning of surfaces that are a frequent touch within every hour. Once a day, the vessel gets deep cleaned. 100% fresh air has been cycled through the vessel, so there's no recycling of air. And then we've strengthened the medical staff on board. So previously you would have had two doctors. Now you've got three. You've got six nurses and a medical facility that's able to accommodate more people and allow for treatment of passengers showing any symptoms. as well as onboard isolation facilities, that should someone show symptoms and needs to be isolated, they're away from the rest of the passengers, and then they pose no further danger from a spreading perspective.
Just further on the topic of COVID-19 and the preparations around sailing while adhering to the protocols, what about restrictions? Are there presently any restrictions in terms of border restrictions that are affecting any current routes or desired routes?
Yeah, so the current restrictions in place mainly pertain to the PCR test arrival. So, for example, Namibia requires currently a PCR test with 72-hour validity from date of sample taken, which does make it a bit prohibitive in arriving in the port, but we're working with the authorities to try and amend that. Mozambique has followed a very proactive and constructive approach towards cruising and has sort of worked collaboratively with the South African government along the lines of trying to make it easy access into Mozambique. And then obviously we have the restrictions imposed by the South African government on returning residents being requiring a 72-hour PCR if you've been outside the country. You know, but overall, the sort of consultations we've had with the governments have been very pragmatic and very practical. And I must mention that they've been quite willing to accept discussions and very proactive in their approach.
And bookings, what is the booking pipeline looking like presently?
I think the booking timeline has changed in terms of a shortening. People are a little bit more cautious of, let's say, knee-jerk reactions that happened in November when we identified Omicron and the world kind of locked us down. I think South Africans have taken a very short-term view on their holiday plans, so they're no longer planning long in advance. We're seeing a resilience, as I said. I think people want to get out of their houses. I think they want to experience what the cruise has to offer, and they're wanting to get on board. But I think they're withholding that time frame from 6 to 9 months they used to book, or a year in advance, now down to a couple of months, and in some cases a couple of weeks, as a result of the need for flexibility in terms of this.
I mean, right now we're all talking about the increase that we have seen in prices, from the price of coffee to the price of electronics and fuel, practically everything, as a result of the supply chain disruptions that the pandemic did introduce. Just from a pricing perspective, as MSC, I mean, we are well aware that perhaps fuel is something that features quite prominently in your cost line. How does current pricing compare to 2 years ago, before the pandemic started?
So I think everything goes up because of the supply chain challenges. But from an MSC perspective, we've looked to try and ensure that our pricing reflects the value proposition that we have. And that enables people to enjoy what we believe to be the most value benefited holiday. If you think about entertainment being included, if you think about your food all inclusive and your accommodation, and you're only having to unpack once. So we're not looking to operate in an environment where we are out of touch with what the reality is on shore, and our pricing reflects that in order to ensure that, you know, we attract the right the guests on board, and that they have a meaningful and pleasant holiday.
And just lastly, outlook for your industry, and when you see a return to normal, and obviously normal being in quotes, being referenced to pre-pandemic years.
I think the entire tourism sector, but cruising in particular, will take some time to return to normal. I anticipate that probably the end of 2022 and into 2023, we'll see a resurgence and some kind of positive trend. That's obviously dependent on the evolution of the pandemic ashore. I mean, Omicron, we couldn't have predicted. I was quite bullish and positive about the cruise season that we're currently experiencing, but Omicron kind of threw a spanner in the works in that regard. But I think if we see sort of the sort of loosening of regulations globally, in particular in South Africa as well, I feel confident and positive about a return to some form of normalcy at the end of 2022 and into 2023.
All right, Ross, thanks so much for your time. We'll leave it there, sir. Ross Volk, the Managing Director of MSC Cruises South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.